It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with the dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens and talk about diet and nutrition and all kinds of healthy things.
You got it.
And today we are going to be talking about potatoes.
Potatoes.
Yes.
Everybody loves potatoes.
Right. But the potatoes, you're saying, now are getting kind of a bad rap because a lot of people think that they're not good for you.
They do. They do. That's one of the first things people say to me is, well, I don't eat potatoes because I'm on a weight loss plan, or I got diagnosed with diabetes, so my doctor says I can't have potatoes or anything white. If they're your favorite food, if they're something you really enjoy, there are lots of great nutritional benefits to potatoes and lots of really great ways that we can eat them.
There's a lot of ways to prepare potatoes, too.
There is, and there's a lot of different kinds of potatoes, and that makes a difference, too. So what type of potato are we eating? Now, that doesn't mean that if you don't like some of these that you have to switch to them. There are always healthy ways we can eat just even the most basic of potatoes. They're also a really low allergen risk. So if you do have families that are dealing with allergies, potatoes can be a great thing to introduce because they really help a lot with fullness. And yeah, they're easy to prepare, easy to find. You can buy them almost anywhere.
See, I always thought potato was a vegetable, but that's probably not true.
We're not going to really call it a vegetable. I guess if we were going to categorize it, it would be a vegetable, technically.
Kind of a vegetable?
Yeah, it's a root vegetable.
All right.
I don't let people, when we talk about like building healthy meals, I don't necessarily let people count that potato as the vegetable on their plate. But it certainly counts toward the totality of vegetables that you're having, especially if we have some of the good colorful ones, like sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are easy to find. They're relatively inexpensive. We were just talking a little bit here about how inflation has hit all groceries, and potatoes are no exception. But comparatively speaking, they're still a relatively inexpensive thing to add to your meal. And sweet potatoes are loaded with nutritional benefits. They're a great source of fiber. Both soluble fiber and insoluble fiber, so are two different types, which means they're great for gut health. They're great for helping keep you regular. They're a great source of antioxidants as well, especially beta carotene, which we've talked about a couple of times. That's huge at helping reduce inflammation in our body. And really, the richer in color that sweet potato is, the deeper that orange color is, the more beta carotene it contains. So the more colorful our vegetables typically, the better, and potatoes are no exception. They're also a really good source of vitamin C. So everybody's taking all sorts of vitamin C supplements, especially as we roll into the fall and winter months. Vitamin C is heat sensitive, so we lose a little bit when we cook them, but they are a good source of vitamin C. B vitamins, especially B5 and B6, vitamin E, potassium, manganese, lots of different vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that we get from it. Purple sweet potatoes. Have you ever had those before?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Purple sweet potatoes are an option,
well,
too.
Maybe I have, but I think they taste pretty much like a regular sweet potato.
They sure do. The flavor is about the same, but we get the added benefit of what are called anthocyanins. And we've talked about them a couple of times, too. But it's hard sometimes for us to get in enough of those deep, rich, purple, blue, black foods. So purple sweet potatoes are a great way to do that. Now, potatoes, sweet potatoes in particular, often get talked about as being a high-protein vegetable. So potatoes and broccoli are the two that I typically see listed as those high-protein veggies. And while they are higher protein than a lot of vegetables, if you eat a whole cup of sweet potatoes, you're still only going to get about 2 grams of protein, which is the equivalent of like a quarter of an ounce. So they're okay. I just wouldn't count them as a protein source at a meal.
Okay.
So sweet potatoes, you can bake them, you can mash them, you can make sweet potato fries. We actually made sweet potato pancakes this weekend. Have you ever had those before?
I think I have, yes.
I know you have. So sweet potato pancakes, we still put them with a little pure maple syrup. Great with apples, or I know when mom has made them before, she's made them with ham. Those are a great option. We did them for breakfast, but you can make them as a nice savory supper as well. Sweet potato chips, sweet potato brownies, sweet potato black bean burgers. So many different ways that you can use sweet potatoes if you don't like just having a pile on your plate.
Okay.
Any of those you're going to try?
Well, every one of them.
Oh, I bet.
You know what a chef I am.
I do.
It's
impressive. Yeah. Yes, your skills.
Yes.
Russet potatoes are probably the ones that most people are familiar with out here because we use them for... What do you think we use them for?
French fries.
Well... They are good for French fries. Also, lefse.
Oh, lefse.
So that's typically,
I should have known.
Yeah. That's typically what we put into lefse. Russet potatoes are great. They're better for us if we include the peel. They still have that little bit of protein. They're not going to have that same level of antioxidants. So when we talk about avoiding white foods, they are starchy. White potatoes, like russet potatoes, are starchy. They don't have as many antioxidants, but they're still not bad for us. We're still getting a lot of those nutrients, the vitamins and minerals that we talked about with sweet potatoes are still going to come in with these other potatoes, with the exception of beta carotene. Potato chips. You can make homemade potato chips and make them a little healthier. You could just bake potatoes, russet potatoes, or baking potatoes, and just try to pair them with a protein and a fat. That's going to help bring down the impact that it does have on blood sugar, and it's going to help make them even more filling. So a lot of people like to do a loaded baked potato or something like that. Well, the good news is that cheese or butter or sour cream or bacon that we put on there is protein and fat. So that is helping negate a little bit that blood sugar impact. But you can also make mashed potatoes that we add things like garlic to. Garlic is great for us, especially if we're using fresh garlic or aged garlic, anything like that. Other herbs, even arugula. Have you ever had arugula before?
I don't think so.
I don't think you have either. Not with me anyway. But arugula is it's a green that's got a little bit more kick to it. And if you're not quite ready to have sweet potatoes themselves, doing a half and half of a white potato and sweet potato and mashing them or roasting them or something like that can be a great way to kind of make that transition a little bit more slowly. How about Yukon Gold potatoes and yellow potatoes? Those are probably a little more familiar.
I've heard of them.
You got it.
Yeah.
So same
thing. I've advertised them before for people.
Probably. Yeah. Vitamin C and iron. So Yukon Gold potatoes actually have a little bit more iron in them. And because they contain that vitamin C, that helps us absorb the iron a little bit. Keep the peel. Just like with the russet potatoes or other white potatoes, that's where you're going to get a lot of the antioxidants. Russet or Yukon Gold and yellow potatoes are great for like roasting or making breakfast potatoes, adding to soups to increase the fullness capacity of the soup, things like that. Red potatoes, we see those a lot in like potato salads and things like that. Again, keep that skin for all the antioxidants you get from that rich red color.
Don't pick it off.
Don't pick it off.
I'm famous for that.
Leave it on. You're going to get more fiber. You're going to get more antioxidants. So some of that, not all, but some of that nutritional benefit is coming in that peel. So it's going to make it even better for you.
It's really hard on those little baby potatoes to get the skin off anyway. It's easier just to eat them.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And it's a very thin skin. So unlike russet or baking potatoes, the skin on like Yukon Golds or red potatoes or something like that is pretty thin. So
eat them.
Just eat it.
All right. All right.
If you take nothing else away from this, eat the skin on your red potatoes. Okay. That's right. And then purple potatoes. So we talked about purple sweet potatoes, but there are just purple potatoes themselves. There are a few different varieties, and they have 3 to 4 times more antioxidants than white potatoes do. So anytime you can find any kind of a purple potato or purple sweet potato, they're going to have all of the benefits that we talked about with the vitamins and minerals and fiber of all of the other ones, but 3 to 4 times the antioxidants as well. And those you can cook the same way. You can saute them, roast them, bake them, whatever you like. Garlic, rosemary, thyme, turmeric, if you really want to increase the nutritional benefit. Lots of different herbs and seasonings go great with potatoes. And if you're looking for some good potato recipes, I'll give you my website, but the website called itsaveggworldafterall.com is one of my favorites. It's run by a fellow dietitian out of the Twin Cities who's dedicated her whole career to just giving people good vegetable recipes, basically. So if you go on there and type in potato, you're going to get all sorts of benefits and recipes of potatoes.
It's a veg world after all.
.com.
Okay, .com.
That's right.
Have to check that one out.
Yes. Awesome. So lots of different ways you can use potatoes. Be creative with them. They're not bad for you. They're loaded with benefit. Sneak them in some new ways. Maybe those sweet potato pancakes this weekend.
And don't just eat French fries.
You don't have to give up French fries. They're just not the best.
All right. Well, I didn't know there was so much to know about potatoes.
You got it.
That's one thing about the Taco Tuesday. We always learn a lot about a lot of stuff we weren't familiar with. That's the whole
right.
idea.
That's right? Right.
All right. Well, Amber, if they have any more questions on potatoes or anything else dealing with nutrition and diet, where can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can find me on Facebook, on my MU Nutrition Facebook page, or online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U and then the word nutrition.com. Fill out the little contact sheet on there or reach out to me through the radio station here.
And you've got some good articles that you've shared and things too for all kinds of topics there. So check
you
that out.
It.
All right. Well, we'll see you again for another Taco Tuesday next Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks.
Amber Boyan's with us on Taco Tuesday.